Rob Long joins us now from our studios at NPR West. He's a veteran television writer and producer. He's been co-executive producer of Cheers and contributor and consultant to many other series. He's also a contributing editor to National Review and does a commentary segment called Martini Shot from member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have referred to yourself as a loyal Republican. And the Republican Party used to run the gamut from Strom Thurmond to Jack Kemp, Nancy Kassebaum, and Colin Powell. How would you characterize the span of the party now?
Well, it's a little narrower now. Look, the party's shrinking, so everything's shrunk. All the edges have shrunk. You know, you either decide if you're a proponent of entrepreneurial capitalism and useful destruction and the idea of sort of growing from the ashes, this is a great time to be a Republican because there are so few of us and we can think really hard about what we really stand for. But, you know, we have to be a national party, so we're going to have that wingspan again.
So what does the party stand for in your mind?
Well, this is the period of the great rethinking. What it should stand for right now, in my mind, is free market capitalism, entrepreneurial risk and reward, the idea that we are an opportunity society and we are, you know, welcome all comers, that we're a small business growth engine party that believes in the American dream, and that we are fanatically devoted to national security in a more kind of vulnerable and dangerous world. That seemed pretty simple to me. We kind of lost our way a little bit the past even 10, 15 years. But I always tell people that, especially Republicans, that, you know, we didn't really lose in November. We actually had lost a bunch of years before that. November, we got the test results back. And the test results are, you know, the patient's in some serious condition.
Mm. What about what are called the cultural issues? I mean, you're right there in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the cultural issues, you know, that's the thing the party's got to figure out. We got to decide whether we need to take an issue stand on them, or whether we do have a stand on them, or whether that's really the central point of our message. And I'm a Hollywood Republican. I'm actually the worst kind of Republican if you're really sort of a, you know, rock ribbed Sunbelt conservative. But I kind of feel like that's a sideshow. We should concentrate on the big issue, which is that we have a Democratic House, Democratic Senate, Democratic President spending us into penury in the future.
Mm. I'm just guessing you've been to a commitment ceremony or two.
You know, I have been invited to one, and I was going to go, and I didn't go to it. And I have not yet been invited to it's California. I have not yet been invited to, or was not at the time, invited to an actual gay marriage. But, you know, two things on that. One is, hey, the Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the White House. If they want to pass or repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, they could do it tomorrow. They're not doing it. And so the idea that this is pin this all on Republicans is kind of unfair. The reliable vote against gay marriage initiatives, certainly in California, came from Republicans and from ethnic groups that are culturally against it. So yeah. I wouldn't pin this entirely on Republicans. Personally, for my sake, I'm completely in favor of it. I feel like gay people should be allowed to get married. And when they get married and when they have children, they should have school voucher system to send their kids to any school they want. And they should have a flat tax. And they should have all sorts of things that we as Republicans believe in a sort of free market, low tax, small government economy.
And what do you think of not just Rush Limbaugh, but what seems to be his prominent role in defining the party?
You know, Rush does a 3-hour radio show every day, and he does a really good job at it. I mean, Rush is a fantastic broadcaster. But, you know, he's not running for anything, and he's not running for to be head of the party. The party needs to field its own leaders. Our problem is that we kind of fell back and got really sloppy and lazy, and we let other people carry our water, people like Rush and people like Sean Hannity. These are great guys. I might disagree with them on this or that policy, but they have a right. They have, you know, they're broadcasters. They got a show. Everybody's got a family to feed. But we sort of let that slide, that the sort of the messaging of our party, what we stood for, we let it slide and we let it get really super sloppy. And, hey, listen, there's a vacuum. They're filling it, but that's not inevitable.
Let me be a nerd for a while. Your column in National Review this week, I think it's called Arlen Specter Through History.
That's right.
You have, of course, a redoing of Winston Churchill's We Will Fight Them on the Beaches, We Will Fight Them. And then midway through that passage, Churchill says, unless, of course, it looks like we can't win, in which case.
That's right. Listen, we can all we'll all enjoy our Wiener Schnitzel, something like that.
Yeah. But of course, you don't have to be a deep student of history to remember that Churchill's changed parties at one point.
That's right. I think it's easier to do in Britain than it is here. But part of the problem with the Republican Party is we don't have a very clear message. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have a majority of anything to drive the national conversation and to be really clear. But you have to have a message that people believe in. And it can't just be this sort of collection of adjustments you've made over time.
Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Rob Long, TV writer, producer, and columnist, joining us from NPR West. And you're listening to NPR News.